97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Baby, you a song that make me want to roll my windows down and cruise.
Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. This segment brought to you by Razorback Armory. They're into pair, and they have what you need. You want a suppressor? Oh, they've got them. They've got the best selection in the Midwest, and maybe even beyond that. You can find them on Manchester Road, just a half mile east of 270. Tell them Bo sent you into Razorback Armory online, razorbackarmory.com.
Absolutely. Speaking of arms, you can never have enough, right?
Yeah.
It's like if somebody says to me, why do you need so many radios? Like, I collect antique radios.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I only collect as many as I need, right? And don't even start on me about guns. My wife says, we have all the guns we need? I don't know. I might go to the store and determine I need another one.
But I did ask you last time we were out at St. Louis Skeet and Trap,
yes.
What firearm are you looking for next? Because you've always got one.
And what did I tell you?
A new shotgun.
I want a nice
over and under, yeah.
Because a lot of my friends have those, and I feel less than when I show up and don't have one.
still an impressive collection, I'm sure. But I'd love to hear about the antique radios.
Oh, okay.
That's so cool. How many do you have?
Too many. I can't. The numbers don't matter, really, Bo. That's what I tell
my wife. Oldest radio. How about the oldest radio you have?
1930s, probably. Yeah, I would guess.
That's pretty slick.
Yeah.
That's pretty slick. Probably can't pick up 97.1, though, on it.
No.
It's AM.
No, it's all AM, baby. But I do have one with the button on it for KMOX still, because it was my wife's grandmother's radio, and it's still got the KMOX button on it that you can push to automatically dial it to
KMOX. It says it on there?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
Thanks for listening to KMOX.
Yeah,
today.
Thank you. There you go.
Wow. Okay. Well,
good stuff.
We have a guest. On the line.
Hearing all of this.
I'm so sorry about that. Louis Valdez, Florida State Director of Gun Owners of America. Welcome back to the program, sir. How are you?
Thank you, gentlemen. I just want to reiterate, you could never own enough stuff that makes you happy. I'm currently on the hunt right now for a Smith & Wesson Top Break in 4440. They only made them from the 1880s to 1913.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Good for you.
And how's that hunt going?
Expensive.
Just the hunt is expensive.
Yeah, well, find the ones you find are probably expensive. I briefly had a collector of curios and relics FFL because I wanted to collect some antique firearms,
right.
And you can kind of skip the middleman and have them shipped right to you.
Sure.
If you've got that, so that's nice. But I'm with you. I'm fascinated by old firearms.
Yep. So, but yeah, it's expensive. I keep looking at it. I'm like, nope, that's above my price range right now. But to the meat and potatoes, gentlemen, the meat and potatoes.
Yeah, that's right. You know, we have been a permitless concealed carry state here in Missouri for a while now, much to the dismay of the progressive left here in the state. And once again, all of their worst expectations of that didn't come to be. They said, well, how can you let just anybody carry a weapon? Well, I don't know, because it's their constitutional right. Now they've got it in Florida, right?
Yep, we have had it enacted since July 1st, and, you know, they were going to tell us, oh, God, there's going to be Wild West shootouts and rivers of blood flowing through the streets. And as a Floridian, you know, I have to go out every day with my hose and just hose down the sidewalk. No, I'm kidding. The only thing I've had to do is go outside and get the umbrella because it rains every day.
Yes.
There has been no mass shootings. We haven't had criminals up-arm themselves and loot and pillage the local Walmarts and malls and shopping centers. All we've had is everyday Floridians going about their day as law-abiding citizens exercising their God-given inalienable rights.
And don't you feel safer when you're out in public knowing that those law-abiding citizens are out there like yourself and enjoying that right?
As a former law enforcement officer, I feel exceptionally safer now knowing that the law-abiding public is armed and they don't have to jump through ridiculous government-imposed hurdles to be able to defend themselves. Because I remember this from personal experience as a cop. When seconds count, we were minutes to an hour away, and sadly, law enforcement is reactionary. We're there after the fact to go after the dirtbags that committed crime. We're not there to prevent crime nine out of ten times. And that's just a fact of life. If you want to prevent crime, guess what? That's on you, the individual. And I feel safer knowing that now my fellow law-abiding Floridians, they don't have to rely on a government bureaucrat to grant them a privilege for something that should be a right, and that they don't have to wait on the line with a 911 operator saying, the police are responding as quick as they can.
Right.
Yeah.
I love that. I love that point, and it's one that needs to be driven home. There's a presumption of wrongdoing on the part of the left. The left presumes that anybody who wants to have a gun has ill intent with it, and that's where their thinking comes from on this. Well, how can people carry a gun without a permit? Well, my permit is the United States Constitution. As long as I'm a law-abiding citizen, that shouldn't be a problem in any state. Now, we know it is in a lot of states that haven't allowed this yet, but in this particular case, if you're a felon, you're not allowed to have a weapon in the first place. You can't constitutionally carry one.
Correctamundo. You hit the nail right on the head. You know, part of this is the left is their own internal projection of their own violent machinations. They can't trust anyone else with a firearm. They think everyone that owns a firearm is going to go unhinged and commit wanton acts of violence against innocent people. When in reality, that's their own problem in their own heads, because hundreds of millions of law-abiding Americans carry a firearm every day, and they don't have any issues. But to drive the point even further, the Constitution doesn't even grant us these rights. The Constitution simply enumerates these rights. The Founding Fathers clearly stated in their own writings that the Bill of Rights simply reinforces certain inalienable rights that have existed since time began, since even before our country was founded. The right to keep and bear arms is as old of a right, and the idea of self-defense is as old as a right, that even the Roman Republic recognized it as a right.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, I will say this. For over 30 years, I've lived in either Missouri or Florida, and when I was in Florida in the early 2000s, I acquired my concealed carry permit and the class that we took. I want to make this point very clear. Because it is legal to carry without a permit in Florida or Missouri, doesn't make you any safer. You have to practice. You have to practice, and you have to continue to train, because when it goes down, when it hits the fan, you have to be ready. You have to be accurate. I know a lady that still carries a beautiful, I mean, this firearm, and Mark knows her, I'm not going to name her on air, but she has a beautiful 1911 in her purse, and she was so proud to show it to me. I said, wow, when's the last time you were at the gun range? She was like, I've never been. I was like, get that thing out of your purse. So, Lewis, I hope you agree to urge people to get to the range and practice. Practice with your dominant hand. Practice with your less dominant hand. We've been doing the Mantis X training, and there's a lot of different scenarios that go through your head when you're doing that. It's also a huge help. Even if it's not at the range just doing the digital thing, it's a big help. So safety and practice is what I preach as much as I can.
Oh, I'm not going to argue with that. We here at GOA, we believe that people should be responsible gun owners and should freely seek training. And the interesting thing that we've noticed is in every state that has adopted permitless carry, that you have had a separation of the wheat from the chaff. You've had good instructors that put on a good product. They've had an increase in students attending their classes. And all of the bad instructors, the ones that just did the bare minimum to meet the state requirements, they've gone out of business. And that was a problem that we had here in Florida with our concealed carry permitting system. You had instructors that literally would sit someone down for 4 hours, talk about state statute, and then the quote-unquote firearms training was they had them shoot a single shot of 22 short into a bucket of sand in a hotel lobby. And these people would leave these instructors with a false sense of security in their mind, saying, oh, well, I'm properly trained in handling a firearm. When in reality, no. But you had an artificial market created by mandatory training scenarios under Florida's law that created these bad instructors. Now that you don't have this, people have the money that would have been spent to simply meet the bare minimum to get a certification of training, to get their fingerprints, to pay the fees, you know, all the stuff you got to do to get. Now, all of that time and money, they could freely spend it on a quality instructor. And that is what's happening. That's what we've noticed across the country. We saw that in Texas. We've seen that across the country. In every state that has passed it, you've had more people going to top quality instructors.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll bet you have. And, you know, that's a point that I think bears repeating in terms of permitless carry, constitutional carry here. Yeah. There are some places you can take your gun if you're a licensed concealed carry holder that you can't take if you're only carrying it, unlicensed or unconstitutional carry. And this doesn't change that, I would imagine, in Florida either, right? I mean, and if you have your permit, they have to ask you to leave if they determine that you have a gun and it's not allowed in there in some areas. Like if a business owner posts on the wall no weapons of any sort, but it's not a school or somewhere else where it's restricted, you can still conceal carry there. If they find out you've got it, the most they can do is ask you to leave.
Correct. In Florida law, signs don't carry the weight of law, so any private business that posts the sign, the sign doesn't mean anything.
Oh, okay.
They have to tell you in person. So, I'll give a great example of a business that goes to the extreme. The Walt Disney Corporation, they have metal detectors, and they have those live scan machines at, you know, their parks and downtown Disney Springs and all that. So they, you know, you walk through their metal detector. If you have a firearm, you know, and they determine you do, and they ask you, hey, you please lock it up in your vehicle. They could do that. But, you know, if I walk into the local mall here, they have a sign that says, you know, no firearms. But the sign carries no weight of law. Someone from the mall would have to tell me in person, hey, please secure your firearm. Now, the only change in Florida law, because Florida doesn't have an exemption to where if you have a permit, you can carry in some places versus without.
Okay.
The only change is due to federal law. You have the Federal Gun Free School Zone Act, which is basically written that if you're within 1,000 feet of a school zone and you have a permit, you're not on school property, you're just within 1,000 feet of them and you have a permit, you're not violating federal law.
I see.
But if you are carrying without a permit, you are violating federal law, but that's not an issue of state law. That's an issue of federal law. And just to segue into something else, Florida's law is full reciprocity. As long as you are able to legally own and carry a firearm and you're from any part of the United States, you can carry in Florida. So if you're from New York, if you're from Puerto Rico, if you're from Guam, if you're from Washington State, it doesn't matter. If it's, you know, part of the U.S., and you can legally own and carry it, you could carry in Florida.
Well, I think people still pick Florida as a vacation destination and a destination to possibly move to. So that's something that's important to a lot of people when they decide, okay, I do want to move. Where could I move? Heck, I know a guy that will only travel through states to get to Florida that he's not going to have a problem yeah. with a firearm in his vehicle. But you've got to pay attention to that because nobody wants to get arrested, especially from the big push that we, you know, the Second Amendment's been, you know, on. It's been terrible.
Yeah, the left is going to try to fight this in every way, shape, and form, and in the end, we're going to be victorious and we're going to win. And the beautiful thing with the Bruin decision is that it has now put us on the offensive and the gun grabbers on the defensive, because they have to prove with text, history, and tradition that the gun control they want to push existed in 1791, which, guess what? There wasn't a whole lot of gun control that existed in 1791.
Well, for the same group that's pushing against Sound of Freedom, are pushing against Second Amendment, that's all I need to know about you.
It's true. That's a great point. Lewis, it's great having you on today, my friend. Remind people again, it's at gunowners.org, correct?
You got that right, gunowners.org, and it's as simple as $25 a year. And I can tell you this, I've spent $25 on far more ludicrous, worthless things. Spending $25 a year to protect our Second Amendment rights, that is the best way you can invest $25. You get a whole lot of bang for your buck.
Couldn't agree more. Hey, good luck on finding that. Is it a breakdown? Is that what you're looking for?
A top break.
Top break.
They called it the 44 double action top break. They're out there. They're about 15 to 3,000, depending on condition.
Too bad you didn't have any COVID cash right now. Maybe you could pick one up.
Yeah. Lewis, we'll talk to you next time. Have a great day.
Thanks, gentlemen. You have yourself a great one.
All right. Fantastic. Good to know they've got that in Florida.
Yeah. And stay cool down there, Lewis. Man, it's hot. I've been hearing record-breaking reports. Remember Cindy Pressler from St. Louis?
I do.
She's down in
Miami.
Naples.
Miami,
oh, she is in Miami. Yeah. They've been breaking records down there. But one way to cool off, how about some ice cream?
Yeah, from Clementine's. We're going to talk to them up next on Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors.
Get more at 971talk.com.